You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Lawmakers in Washington are up against a number of crucial deadlines in the coming days, denominated in hundreds of billions and trillions. There's funding for the Biden infrastructure plan, plus the Fed's running out of money and the ability to borrow. Marketplace's Nova Safo joins us here. Let's start with Democrats closer to a vote.
Well, a little closer, David. They're saying they've made progress, their words, over their taxing options to pay for the $3.5 trillion spending bill, which has been contentious. Democrats say they've come up with a taxing framework, and they'll now need to iron out the details. The broad outlines are the same, though. Increased taxes on high-income earners and corporations. A key sticking point over that spending bill remains unresolved. That's the price tag, $3.5 trillion. Senators Joe Manchin, Kyrsten Sinema want to spend less. The president has told them, come up with a number. And that's what lawmakers are trying to hash out. And there's a self-imposed Monday deadline.
Monday. Meanwhile, a possible government shutdown if money runs out?
Well, yes, potentially. That's because Republicans don't want to vote for a continuing resolution to fund the government and a measure to suspend the debt limit. Democrats have combined those two things into one bill. But Speaker Nancy Pelosi is now signaling she may decouple those two measures and the continuing resolution Republicans are expected to vote for. So Pelosi is suggesting they'll get the government funded, and that deadline is this coming Thursday night.
And quickly, the chance of bumping into the limit on borrowing, the debt ceiling that Congress imposes on the country.
Right. That's a tougher one, David. Hard to say. Republicans are insisting Democrats deal with the debt limit on their own. Democrats want a bipartisan vote. They have a little bit more time to figure this one out until October, when the Treasury Department says it'll run out of money.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.